It can be liquid. There is a blood thing inside us. I mean, you have seen that when your hands get cut, blood comes out. That's a liquid. Then there is gas. We breathe in and breathe out. So the air must be going somewhere and coming out from somewhere. So there is this gaseous thing inside us. And then finally the fourth, there is an energy. I'm able to speak to you. How come I'm able to speak to you? There is an energy. That is the Agni Tattva, the fire or the energy element. And finally we come to the Akash Tattva, that which I occupy. A physical notion of this is that which I occupy. Let's look at this. In this place, do you find anybody standing? No. Right? Now I have stepped in and I have occupied this place. So I have displaced the air which is here, and I as a whole being have occupied this. There was something over here other than air. Right now. And when I have stepped in, that something still continues to be there. That is the Akash Tattva. That which binds us. If this hand is staying with my body, it is because of Akash Tattva. It is bound to my body with Akash Tattva. I can't come to this conference leaving my legs in the room. If I have come to the conference, my legs also have to come to the conference. So Akash Tattva is the binding factor. In any organization, this Akash Tattva is very important. Otherwise, the organization starts breaking up. A family breaks up because of lack of Akash Tattva. Husband and wife separate because of lack of Akash Tattva. You see this? This knowledge can be applied in various aspects of life, but you need to understand what is happening. What is it that is becoming weak, that is causing all this breakage? And that is not your physical body. I mean, my son is not attached to my physical body. He's got a separate body. So all solid, liquid, gas, and his energies are totally different from mine. But that which is binding both of us is the Akash Tattva, which you cannot see. But it is there, and this is what binds. And this is what causes us to have good thoughts about each other. See, if you had thought that Sanjay is a lousy teacher, none of you would be here. That means one of the important parts of Akash Tattva is it causes you to have good thoughts. When a positive aspect of Akash Tattva is seen, it causes a good thought in your mind. And this good thought causes you to be attached to somebody. A bad thought, a weakening of the Akash Tattva leads to a bad thought, and it is the bad thought which causes you to be separated from somebody. So what is happening? There is a change in the Akash Tattva, the binding or the breaking. So now, I look at these three Shaktis working on the Akash Tattva. Bhu Shakti is the one which makes the Akash Tattva extremely positive. And the different parts of the human body come into existence. They all come together. And that's how the body is formed. Shri Shakti sustains that Akash Tattva at a certain level throughout your life. And that is why these body parts are with you. Niyala Shakti breaks, destroys the Akash Tattva. And hence, you leave the body. The real you will leave the body. Okay? Here we talk of 33 devatas. How many gods are there in Hinduism? Anybody? Pardon? 33? 33 million? 33 crore. We'll get lost in that. I mean, there are more gods than the number of people. Even the gods are fighting with each other. You pray to me. Come on, it's not that. That can't be a situation. Obviously not. When, at the time when the Maharishis would have written this, if there were 33 devas, 33 crore devas, that means at that time the population of India would be probably about, let's say, a few million? At most, given by today's statistics. Then what would have happened? Yeah, it's absurd. Something is wrong. Something is wrong in the concept of the devas. A deva is from the word, I'll just remove this. And yeah, the word Deva is derived from the word Divu. I think you have these notes. They would have been given to you. Divu is the derivative Sanskrit word from where the derivation of Diva has come. As the giver of knowledge. Vasudeva, the giver of enlightening knowledge. Now, why do we need the knowledge? Why do we need to know? What is the purpose of knowing? To get what? To good use. I mean, it need not be good use. Good is again defined on what the person thinks as good. A drunkard would love to have good use of a lot of the seventh diva over there. So the definition of good or bad is your desire. I mean, you like somebody who is very handsome. But if he marries your best friend, then that something was wrong over there. You see the point? So, Deva is he or she or that aspect of life from where we get knowledge. Now, these are the possible 10 reasons for which you can call anything or anybody a Deva. Or define a super being. When I say super being, I'm talking of any definition of a being. Who is the Deva? For example, somebody who would like to play cricket. He needs knowledge of cricket. How to hold the bat, how to face the ball, how many people are there in the field, how the field is laid out. That knowledge, the knowledge giver is the Deva, Krida. So the knowledge can be in relation to sports, sporting. Playing, hobbies. So knowledge can be with relation to any of these 10. Now as an exercise I'll give to the class, please tell me, given the 9 variables, which are the 9 variables that we have in Vedic astrology? The 9 planets. And there is a Lagna. So there are totally 10 variables in any chart. As an exercise, tell me, which planet could be signifying each of these? Shall we start with Narasimha? Number 1. Krida, sporting. Which planet?
Mars.
Why Mars? Go on. Anybody else?
Mercury.
That's a good one. Mercury is always attached to playgrounds. Have you ever seen what your child asks you all the time? He wants to play. All children like to play. The little child Mercury is always looking for playgrounds. Sporting. Enjoying. He wants to go to recreation places. It's natural. Krida, knowledge of sports. Okay, second who will do? Conquest.
Mars.
That's easy. To win, the knowledge of how to win in any situation. I think for that, a good teacher is, you'll have to look among politicians, you know. They win every situation, they convert into a winning situation. That's a good politician. Okay. Vyavahara is occupation, pursuit.
Sun, Saturn,
who said Saturn? Anybody else? Sun, who said Sun? Sun, okay. This is a bit difficult, please apply yourself. What is happening when you are pursuing something, when you are occupied with something? You get some money, that's a separate issue. You may not get any money also, you know, company could just go bankrupt and that's it. So don't let money decide. What exactly are you doing? Pardon? You're working. The workplace. And which planet signifies working?
Saturn.
So it is Saturn.